Broncos TV marches on 1 week closer to the 2015 NFL Draft. This week, we're going to take a look at wide receivers with Andrew and Phil. I'm Chris. Phil, it's a good time to be coming out as a wide receiver right now for these guys coming out of college, considering what this class did last year. It said overall graded out pretty well.
Yeah, once again, a very deep wide receiver class. We saw what some of the rookies did last year. Sammy Watkins, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham Jr. was a Pro Bowler. Those type of that kind of talent could be in this year's draft class again, and it looks like Kevin White and Amari Cooper are at the top of that.
Yeah, impact players, high picks in the draft. Well, the same thing happened this year, top of the class. Let's meet them. We start with Michigan's Devin Funchess. Andrew, he wouldn't answer if he's a tight end or a receiver. He said he's a ball player, so being a little coy, either way, he will be a big target who will help someone in the red zone.
6'4", 232 pounds, 33.5-inch arms. I mean, got to be impressed by that those physical measurements. But at the same time, he runs about a 4.6, 4.7, 40. So really, that doesn't scream wide receiver to me. That screams tight end. But he can be very effective as an inside receiver, whether you're talking about specifically inside slot or actually being in the tight end alignment.
You want to play receiver in the NFL, you got to know how to block. He knows that.
I did it in Michigan. You just go in there and dig him out. You know, the running backs help you in the pass game with protecting the quarterback, so you're going to protect them in the run.
Up next at number four, Missouri's Doriel Green Beckham at 6'5". There's no question what he can do as a receiver, but Andrew, drafting him will hinge on other things.
Yeah, he has tantalizing measurables, as you referenced. You can go back a few years to when he was the number one overall recruit coming out of high school and chose to play at Missouri. But all the questions about him are off the field, and even a little bit on the field sometimes. You know, you could watch him and sense that, you know, there was another gear there. He almost looked a little bit lazy at times on the field, but then when he had to go make a play, he would do something spectacular, just tantalizing talent. And he's probably got the best film in terms of, like, showing a high ceiling of any guy in this class. It's just, can he keep things straight away from the field?
Yeah, at the combine, those things you said, he regrets those mistakes that he has made, and hopefully with this draft process can help him move forward.
I mean, all the decisions I make, I wish I could take it back. I mean, it's happened. I mean, I was young, I made mistakes, I understand that, and I just want to focus on one thing and just look forward to just this draft and focus on being the best I can be.
Up next, Louisville's Devontae Parker. He can break contact, needs to work on tackling, and understands you have to beat press coverage in the NFL to keep that timing with your quarterback, Andrew.
Yeah, you mentioned press coverage, and that's really the one gap in his game, what he can do physically. You see it against press coverage. You see on the attempts at run blocking that he's not as physical as some of these other receivers we're talking about at the top of the class. But boy, when he gets downfield, he can make some plays and he can show off his athleticism. I think he has a very bright future in the NFL, but you've got to use him right, and that means you've got to get him outside, you've got to get him in space.
Next up is Alabama's Amari Cooper, and for Cooper, I'm just going to let his Crimson Tide career stats do the talking. In three seasons, 228 receptions for more than 3,400 yards and 31 touchdowns, and oh yeah, national championship back in 2012.
And working in a pro-style scheme that Nick Saban runs at Alabama, and working with some quarterbacks who were good but not great, not talking about guys who are going to were or are anywhere near the top of the class. A lot of that was what he was doing, you know, himself. You know, you look at him, he is ready to go right out of the box. This is, you know, a guy who could be like Sammy Watkins last year as far as he steps onto the field right away and is immediately one of the better receivers in the game.
Andrew touched on it, and it is incredibly important, the fact that he played in a Lane Kiffin offense, how much that has prepared him for the NFL.
Coach Kiffin is a really tactical coach. He observes what defense the team is running, and he tries to take advantage of it in the best way that he can. Me specifically, he moves me around a lot, so a team can't really prepare for me. He'll line me up at the H, the Z, the X. He'll even put me in the backfield to create some mismatches.
And finally, West Virginia's Kevin White, who says it sounds like Andrew wants to kind of bury what he put on film his junior year and tell everyone, hey, just pay attention to what I did senior year.
Yeah, a lot of drops his junior year when he arrived at West Virginia out of the junior college ranks. Really a very bumpy transition. But then you look at his 2014 film, it's, you know, quite impressive. You know, 32 and 5'8", inch arm so he can reach out and get the football, and also, you know, 4.35 speed that he showed at the combine so he can get downfield. So that combination of speed and reach makes him a particularly dangerous weapon. And with all respect to Amari Cooper, I think White has the highest ceiling of any receiver in this class.
He did have a monster senior year and explains why.
Motivation. My junior year, I put bad film out there. That's not the kind of receiver, kind of player I am. So going into my senior year, I just put everything on the line and basically just did what I had to do.
A lot of talent in this year's top of the class at wide receivers. Remember, the Broncos picked Cody Latimer last year out of Indiana with their second-round pick last year. Could be looking maybe to do the same at the position this year. With Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.